This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The U.S. Federal Reserve, which has been pushing the biggest banks to the breaking point, on paper at least, there's news 31 of 33 passed a new round of stress tests, suggesting the banks are cushioned enough if and when things go terribly wrong. From the Marketplace desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman is following this. Mitchell, this is the second of two rounds of testing. Why two?
First, to remind everyone, the Fed implemented these stress tests after the financial crisis, and that was to make sure that in the future, big banks have enough capital and also proper risk management to survive a severe recession. Now, in the first round, the Fed found that all 33 big banks had enough capital to pass. In the final round, the Fed said that 31 of the 33 can now go ahead and make cash distributions to shareholders. That's in the form of dividends and share buybacks. And that matters because bank stocks have been in the doldrums with Brexit and all the rest, and shareholders want to see returns on their investment. The U.S. operations of Deutsche Bank and Banco Santander got failing grades, and that means their U.S. profits will be bottled up in the U.S. for a while.